This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are hoping to console a city stricken by grief and anger when they meet with families affected by a mass shooting at a Texas elementary school. Their visit to Uvalde, Texas on Sunday comes less than 2 weeks after Biden comforted families of 10 black people shot to death at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. A cousin of one of the 19 children killed in Texas says her message to Biden is to respect the community during his visit and to work for changes to help protect people. Two teachers at the school were among the dead. U.S. schools have bolstered security in the aftermath of the horrific mass shooting at the elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. Some of the changes include making visitors ring a bell and temporarily banning large backpacks. At least one district is ending the school year early. Administrators are especially jittery as more details about the shooting on Tuesday come out. Authorities say it took officers more than 45 minutes to confront the 18-year-old gunman who killed 21 at Robb Elementary School. The larger police presence at schools and a rash of copycat threats have only added to anxiety levels for students and educators. Over 2,500 Jews has visited Jerusalem's most sensitive holy site ahead of a nationalist parade through the Old City. The visits prompted Palestinians barricaded inside the Al-Aqsa Mosque to throw rocks and fireworks. The unrest erupted Sunday ahead of a nationalist Israeli march through the heart of the Muslim quarter of Jerusalem's Old City. Some 3,000 Israeli police were deployed throughout the city. Israel says the march celebrates Israel's capture of East Jerusalem in 1967. This is VOA News. The UN envoy for Sudan has decried the killing of two people in a violent crackdown against pro-democracy protesters. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The comments came Sunday, a day after protesters once again took to the streets of the capital to denounce an October military coup. Hundreds of people marched in Khartoum, where activists say security forces violently dispersed the crowds and chased them in the streets. The UN envoy says on Twitter he's appalled by the violent death of two youngsters in Khartoum. The two were killed in protest in a Khartoum neighborhood. One was shot dead by security forces and the other died from tear gas. That's according to the Sudan Doctors Committee. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Local officials say Russian and Ukrainian troops are engaging in close quarter combat in an eastern Ukrainian city. They reported the Russian forces were storming the city on Sunday, and the fighting had knocked out power and cell phone service and terrorized civilians who haven't fled. The area has emerged as an epicenter of Russia's quest to conquer Ukraine's industrial Donbas region. Russia also stepped up its efforts to take by another nearby city where Ukrainian officials reported constant shellings. The two cities are the last major areas under Ukrainian control in the Luhansk province, which together with neighboring Donetsk make up Ukraine's industrial Donbas region. Colombians are emerging from the pandemic to find increasing inequality, inflation, and violence, and they're picking their next president Sunday from a pool of six men who are promising various degrees of change amid a generalized sense that the country is headed in the wrong direction. The ballot includes a former rebel who could become the country's first leftist head of state. The contest also features a populist real estate tycoon who promises rewards for tips on corrupt officials, and a right-wing candidate who has tried to distance himself from the widely disliked conservative current president, Iván Duque. Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are hoping to console a city stricken by grief and anger when they meet with the families affected by a mass shooting at a Texas elementary school. Their visit to Uvalde, Texas on Sunday comes less than 2 weeks after Biden comforted families of 10 black people shot to death at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
This is Encounter.